I now am delighted to be joined on the phone by the head of programmes, Brona O'Hagan. She's with the Young Social Innovators. And there was a launch there. Hi, Brona. How are you?
Hi.
There was a launch there on the 4th of March for this. It was in the Mansion House. So do you want to tell us all about this initiative?
Yeah, so I suppose Young Social Innovators has been going for 17 years now in Ireland. And through our programmes, we challenge young people to look at society, to choose a social issue that's impacting them or the local community, mm-hmm. and then to come up with an innovative way to make the world or our country a fairer and more equal place. And what we launched on the 4th of March was our annual Speak Out Tour,
yes.
and that's where we travel around the country every March, and we give over 6,000 young people an opportunity to speak out on the issues affecting them and to present in a kind of creative way their ideas for a better future. And so that's what we launched on the 4th of March. And so we will be travelling all throughout the country now to 8 locations and hosting 13 events over the next 3 weeks.
Oh yes, fantastic. Now, they're doing all sorts of things, like they challenges, as you say, health, poverty, climate change, diversity. Now, the four that you had, I thought they were really interesting when I looked at them. You had Mercy Secondary School in Inchicore, who had a great title, Give Mercy to Inchicore, which was very, very good community generation there. And Mind Your Mind, which is really prevalent now, isn't it? The creation of a well-being.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a very good initiative. And then Never Home Alone, that said, the Combating the Elderly Isolation, Fear of Loneliness. And then the Donaghy's, that was by Kells in County Meath, the Donaghy's Community School, they have not just another brick in the wall, the gender stereotyping. Tell me about that one. That interests me because I don't know what it's about.
So I suppose we gave you four examples. So I think over the course of the 4th of March, we had about 40 project teams presenting,
yes.
probably even more than that. But I suppose we gave you four examples there, and you can see the diversity of social issues that the young people choose, you know, from, as you say, gender to community to mental health. We have, you know, topics on direct provision and all sorts of things this year. Environment would be huge, but the one that you've chosen there, the Donaghy School, so theirs is around gender stereotyping. And they were concerned just, I suppose, with, in this day and age, and the sensitivity related to gender politics. They wanted to give an open space for young people to talk in a safe way around the whole issue of gender. Mm. I know that they have in their team quite a diverse background of students, and they actually have a transgender student in that team themselves. And so it was really given a safe place for them to explore this topic and then to encourage, I suppose, acceptance and inclusion. And they've done a lovely thing in their school where they've created a wall when you come into the school, and they've coloured each brick in a different colour just to say, you know, we're not just another brick in the wall, we're all individual and we're all unique. And they had that sponsored by Crown Paints in their local area. So it was just a lovely little, I suppose, visual thing that they've done in their school to promote inclusion and equality.
Mm, great idea, isn't it? You know, and it just shows we're all just part of a big jigsaw, different coloured bricks. That's a fantastic way of doing it. And bring the mind, your mind is a very... You know, it's one that's so prevalent at the moment with teenage suicide and that. And they're talking about the creation of a wellbeing journal for young people. That was through Lusk Community College. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, that's right. So mental health would be a huge area that we would see addressed every year. And it doesn't seem to be going away. You know, some things come in trends and waves, just depending on what's been happening in the previous year in the media or events that have taken place. But mental health is just, it's staying with us, and it's a huge issue for young people. So this team in Lusk have created a wellbeing journal. They actually pitched recently at our Social Innovation Den, and we're giving finance to help them advance this project. So their idea was to create a journal for young people that they could use with, you know, daily motivations, mindfulness exercises, bits that they can write in just to talk about their feelings and little motivations and exercises to help boost their mood. So it was a lovely project. And as I say, they were actually given additional support from us after pitching to our Dragons in the Den in February.
Oh, I see. So that's what it culminates in, does it? They go to this Dragon's Den to get funding,
well, no,
is it?
Or no, not necessarily. Yeah. So the Dragon's Den is just another offering that we have. So these young people work on projects all year round, starting in September. Mm-hmm. And they've all just submitted a report to us now in March. But we actually hold a national annual awards event. And this year it will take place on the 15th of May in Croke Park. But the Den is another initiative that we run. And it's to give some sort of additional supports or funding or mentoring to teams that pitch for it. So all of the teams can apply. Mm-hmm. And then we shortlist them down. And so we had 20 teams pitch at two different dens, one in Dublin and one in Cork. And through that, they can ask for money or they can ask for mentoring or some additional support that they might want, just to bring their ideas further and to help them advance some of their plans.
Right. And then you're going to have a lot of other events. You've speaking events or whatever where people can go. Is it too late now for people to try to pitch or put together something? These events seem to be all laid out. You've Cork, Sligo.
We do. We're in Cork next week. Then we travel west. We're in Sligo and Ballinasloe. We're back in Dublin then the following week, and we finish then off down in Limerick and Kilkenny on the 28th and 29th of March. Mm. So all of the young people that will be presenting at these events, they've been working on their projects now since September, and this is where they come together now and share their ideas and outline their innovations and their creative responses. But if somebody does want to take part, we will be recruiting schools again now to take part in the programme come this September. And so if there are any teachers or schools listening that would be interested in getting involved, please do get in touch with us, because we will be recruiting now for our next year's programmes.
And how do they get in touch? Do they have to go through the school? It's a school that gets in touch, or can just a young teenager with an idea get in touch?
It's usually through the school, mm-hmm. not in just schools, but youth reach centres, youth clubs or youth services. Right. But it usually is through done as a team, and they need an adult mentor to take them through that. So the way that we deliver our programmes is that we train the teacher or the adult mentor, and they then facilitate our programmes with the young people to help guide them through the whole process of innovation and events.
Very good, very good.
And so if anyone would like to get involved, our number here is 01645 8030, or you can find us on youngsocialinnovators.ie.
Very good. So we'll just call out that number again, 01645 8030. Very good. So they can give you a shout there. Now, you also said about the 15th of May in Croke Park. What will that event be?
So this is where we have our national annual awards. So all of the teams...
Right.
have submitted a report to us. They will all then travel around the country and they'll do their speakout event, and we shortlist then 30 teams to come to an event in Croke Park on the 15th of May, and there they will pitch their projects again to panels of judges, and one of those teams will be announced as the National Young Social Innovators of the Year team. Mm-hmm. And there's also a range of other challenge awards, some of them you mentioned, such as our Young People Award, Making Our Community Better Award, our Mental Health Award, our Physical Health Award. So there's a range of challenge awards mm-hmm. that teams can compete for as well, but one of those teams will win the overall gold National Young Social Innovators of the Year Award. So it's a wonderful event. It's very high energy, as you can imagine, and lots on for the young people there as well, and there's a great award ceremony then at the end of the day.
Very good. And I was going to say, you're saying that like there was about 40 there or whatever, 40 pitching on the first event, which was last week in the Mansion House when it kicked off. And then you had last week in Drogheda as well on the 8th. Now, all of these ideas that they put through, I know you say that there's these awards at the end at Croke Park. What happens to all of those other ideas if they don't win an award? Can they still go ahead, and does something happen to, to their project, you know, that they've come up with these ideas to go through? Like a community project, like for instance that one, Give Mercy to Inchicore, Community Regeneration in Inchicore. I suppose they could pitch that to a TD then, or what happens after the awards events?
Absolutely, and it very much depends on the team. So we actually started a new initiative 2 years ago called the YSI Elevate, and that was for teams who had made quite an impact with their project in the first year that maybe wanted to continue it on. And we created a network around that and gave those team some specialised mentoring and support to continue their initiative. So it might have been a campaign that they wanted to achieve something, such as a team in Limerick, and they're campaigning for a change in legislation around sexting and young people. And so they weren't finished with their campaign. They really wanted to take it further. So they're part of that Elevate network now, and they'll continue that campaign until such times as they either reach their goals or the young people themselves move on. Mm. But it very much depends on the team. Some of them will have very clear aims and objectives that they want to reach throughout the year. And when they're finished, you know they're finished and they're happy with what they've achieved. Other ones continue on, like that one, the campaign. But there's other ones that have... maybe the team have finished, but the actual project itself hasn't. So, for example, we were just in Drogheda there on Friday, and there's a fantastic youth club in Drogheda called Boomerang Youth Cafe, and that was actually a young social innovators team years ago that started the campaign for that service to be introduced.
Brilliant.
In Drogheda.
Yeah.
And they brought together the local community, they brought TDs together, and they campaigned really hard for that service to be brought about. And we can see now that team moved on, but in actual fact, the work that that team had done in the initial year was the reason that that service is now in place in Drogheda. And we've many, many examples of that around the country, be it youth cafes, children's play parks, different campaigns. The National Missing Persons Day that runs in December every year was introduced by the Minister for Justice at the time, Alan Shatter, and that was actually a group of young people in Cork that campaigned for 2 years for that through their Young Social Innovators Project. So these young people are having huge impact in the areas that they're addressing, and some of those projects have gone on to live well beyond the lifetime, you know, of the project themselves, or those students have achieved huge things. So you can see, you know, what starts in 1 year may not have the impact in the first year, but it goes on and it can have huge impact in later years.
That's fantastic to have that type of impact through these initiatives, these young minds coming together and putting it in place then for it to actually come to fruition. Are these all transition year students? I was talking to a transition year student earlier, or what year would the students be in?
It would mostly be transition year. Now, it's not defined, you know.
Well, they need the time,
but it would mostly be in as they have the time and the space. But this programme can be run as part of another subject, be it, we've seen it done in art, in geography, in science. It can be integrated into any subject that has a sort of project action element to it, but it would more or less, yes, be run in transition year largely.
Yes, yes. Well, it's a fantastic programme, and definitely to think that these people can come up with these fantastic ideas and then possibly make change happen out there. It's just amazing. It's really, really good. I had been seeing, you know, where the young children went out and they were sitting outside the Dáil, and they were doing it every Friday to try to stop, you know, and make the TDs sit up and listen about climate change. That didn't come out of any of these, because you have it called the Speak Out Tour. I was wondering whether that had nothing to do with this initiative. No,
it's not, but interestingly you should mention that we are actually running a campaign this year, and it is to amplify the youth voice among political leaders in Ireland, and we've called it the hashtag Tell Your TD campaign. And so we're encouraging young people in local communities around Ireland to reach out to their local political representative and to talk to them about the issues that are concerning them and their communities, and to tell them too about their ideas for positive change in their community, because these young people are doing fantastic work and they do have absolutely brilliant ideas.
Yeah.
And we want them to know that they have a voice and they have a part to play, and that, you know, yes, they're not old enough to vote, but that doesn't mean that they're not represented in the political system. And so this hashtag Tell Your TD campaign will run now for the next few months, and through that we're encouraging all of our teams and young people in general to reach out to their local politician and to either invite them to an event or request a briefing meeting, however they want to do it, but to talk to them about their concerns and about the issues impacting them. And we think that's very important as a youth organisation, that young people do have that platform and that their voice is listened to. And anything we can do to amplify that at a national level, we do. And so we hope that this will be a successful campaign, and we'd encourage people to follow it at the hashtag TellYourTD.
Hashtag Tell Your TD, definitely, and get out. And, you know, because they do have great ideas and then they feel that they're not being heard. And as well as you said, when they can't vote, Not that, I mean, we go out and vote ourselves and we can't get anything done. So we need to stand out and start speaking out like this young social innovator, start speaking out ourselves, I think. But it's a great, great initiative that you have going there. And I wish you the best of luck with all the, I'm sure you're very, very busy with all the organising of the next lot of events. You've quite a number going on. Is it another six you have? One, two, yeah. Another six to go.
I think we actually have another 10 to go.
Whoa.
Yeah, but we have a great team here, so yeah, there's no, it's always busy, but we're well prepared for it. So
Very good.
We're looking forward now to hearing all of the presentations around the rest of the country over the next few weeks.
Yes, I'm sure it's very interesting. And who goes to listen to it? Like, is it just yourselves from the panel? Young social innovators or yourselves, or have you teachers or other people involved in the process of, you know, picking the people for awards? Who's on that panel?
Well, the speakouts themselves aren't competitive. This is more an opportunity for young people just to stand up and talk about what it is that they're doing. But we do have a panel there that do listen to them and give them feedback later in the year. But so it would be all of the teams from regions would come together with their teachers, or YSI guides as we call them. Our panel would be made up of representatives from different bodies, so youth, education, government, across a range of sectors. And then we open it out, you know, we do invite guests to come, community leaders, we've invited politicians this year to come along and hear the voice of young people, so we
hope that will
you know, see a good uptake now over the next few weeks, because it is important that, you know, other people come and listen to these presentations. And when you're there, you can't help but be inspired. They're just absolutely brilliant, and the energy that comes from them is fantastic. You can't help but leave feeling very positive about the future after a young social innovator speaker.
Yeah,
I can assure you.
Yeah, you say the future's safe. The future is safe if these are the type of innovative young people that are coming out. Yeah, yeah. Great.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you have a great time at them, listening to all the amazing ideas. Well, it's been just great speaking to you, Brona. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much for having us.
Not at all, not at all. The best of luck with the rest of the programme. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very
much. Right, take care. Bye-bye. Now, that was Brona O'Hagan there, and fantastic initiative that they have running, the Young Social Innovators. And yes, our young people have some great ideas, and we need to sit down and listen to them. And this is a great initiative. And if you want to get involved, as she says, you know, if there's anyone there who is a teacher or, you know, is from a school, and I'm sure my little guest here, my transition year student Patrick, who's sitting here in the studio, he can bring it back to his school as well. But they can ring 01645 8030 or get on the Social Innovators website.